Zeichen ich mal Savi Maria, für mich auch Pilcher, Zeichen ich mal Daniel Schäden, was ich schon fahre. Okay, ich wünsche everyone eine lichtete, freiliche Chanukka. Okay, so we were discussing the Oneg Yantiv Shita that that said that Bittul is only to take away a chisaron. But if you need a maila, so you need tzitzis or matzah lishma, so then and you don't, and if you have one matzah that wasn't made lishma, and it was nisarev with other matzahs, and obviously they look the same, so then you wouldn't be so then you wouldn't be able to use any of the matzahs, because every matzah would be a suffix that maybe it's the matzah that wasn't made lishma, and you don't have a dim bittul. And dim bittul is dim bittul is only said by something that is to take away a giron, not to add a mile. So now there is a so the those that point out that maybe this idea Shepherd pointed this out, others have pointed this out, that maybe this machloike, this question whether you assume like the Oneg Yontif or not, is a machlokas, perhaps Rashi and Tosis in the Gemara Zvachim on page 9, Ayin Chesem et al. So, if you look in on page 9 in Ayin Chesem et al, the Gemara says, Amarish Lokish, Hapigul v'hanosu v'atome. If you have three different isurim, Pigul, Nosar, and Tame, so you had a piece of meat from Pigul, you had a piece of meat from Nosar, and a piece of meat from Tame, and Rashi says, Shabil abzeh bzeh, Rashi kezayis mizeh, u kezayis mizeh. So you put a kezayis of one of them, say like each one was like a meatball of Pigul, meatball of Nosar, meatball of Tame. And you chew them all together. So it says potter. Rashi says potter. Potter mi malchus. A few history bro. That even if you got a srah, you'd be potter for malchus. So the question is, why are you potter for malchus? Each of these things is high malchus. So why are you potter? So the Gemara says, "Yefshar shalol yarbe min al chaveiro vivet lenu." So it's impossible. Rashi says, "Kshehu lois," when you're chewing the meat, "Shalois also befiv nivlal min l'toch chaveiro umiyat shalze berubo shalze ubatal hamiyat berov." So in other words, each piece of meat got mixed with the other piece of meat. And it's batal. Batal b'chol min nosaf ala mevatel v'kashmo v'nigra mimino. So one was batal and the other piece, say the nosar, well, a piece of nosar got in the meatball with the pigul, so now it loses its status of nosa. V'nigra b'shmo v'nigra mimino. V'yafshal l'chavin shalo yehem min echad bato b'chaveir yosem mima shabito mimin chaveir bo. V'nimtza she'en b'oso min kashir. So now the pigul, the nosar got mixed in with pigul. It's not going to have a shear of kezayis, the batzalei shiru. So we don't know which one got mixed in which. V'lo yadina heiminai batzalei v'chi matzrina blei yadina mishumai nasrbe. So what are we going to be giving him a hasra? The Torah has a woman shum her iser, Hilchachi Mosher Bey Mishum Pigul have Hasra Sofik. Dilma, in other words, maybe the Pigul got mixed in the Noser. Maybe it was, maybe one of them got mixed with the other and loses its status. And so which one is losing its status in Lot? Because he says that, so Rashi says that what? That, well, it'll lose its old status, it'll get a new status. It'll lose the, if the pigle, piece of pigle got in the piece of Noser got into the pigle meatball, then it's no longer pigle, now it's Noser. Now it's Noser. So the only thing is, we don't know which lost the status and got the new status. So it's Hasra Sofik. So if you can have a piece of meat, we don't know what to be master you for. So it's Hasra Sofik. Because maybe the Pigle got into the Nosa, and now there's more Nosa and less Pigle. Maybe the Nosa got into the Pigle, and more Pigle and less Nosa. Because whatever got mixed in loses its status and gets the new status. So it's Hasra Sofik, because we don't know which is which. So Tosas asked the Kasha. For all Kasha, Hechi Mechayim Chal Mishum Chad Minayi, the Miut HaBotel Barov, Lovat Starfim HaRov. He says, no. He says that it loses its status, but it doesn't get the new status. Tafil Hetta Lovat Starfim HaRov, it's a Kosha Kain Issa Lovat Starfim HaRov. Okay, and a few, even if Hasra said it would be Hasra, it would be part of the Efshar Shal Yisarev Mikol Echad V'Echad Mashu B'Chaveri. So each one is getting mixed in the other one, so each one will lose its status, but won't gain the other status. So over here, as Al Pi Pashtus, Rashi Shita is, that when something loses status and gets the Bittul into the other status, it'll get the status of the other thing. Whereas Tosa says Beferish not, it'll lose its status, but won't gain a new status. So according to Rashi, the issue is that it definitely the thing that got it mixed into the other thing, the Miyat got mixed into the Rove of the other thing, will lose its status, get the new status, but we don't know which one did that, which little piece lost its status and got the new status, because maybe now There's at least the Kazayas or more of Pigle, but now Noser is not. So if you master, but we don't know. Maybe the Noser has got, Pigle went into Noser. Maybe the Noser went into the Pigle. Because it loses its status, but doesn't get the new, And according to Tosis, it loses status, therefore it's not going to be Kazai. So each one could lose its part of its status, but it won't get the new status. So that's what some want to say, that's the machloikis here, where the Bittul just loses status or can get a new status. But it's not exactly, because if you say that it's a din that you need a maisa to give something or a shema or something like that, it won't necessarily, if you just saying the way people say it over, it's a question of, losing a status versus gaining a status. But if you're saying that it has to talk specifically about something that needs to be the shame something, so, but it's a similar, I can't say it's exactly the same. In other words, the way people say it over, Shechter says it over, others say it over, the way people say it over, Shechter and others, is that this Machlokas Rashi Tosis is whether you hold from the Onegyontif or not. Because according to Rashi, something is bitter, lose status, and it gets it gets a new status, where according to Tosis, just lose status, doesn't get filled. Okay, whether it is, it isn't a, you know, okay, it's not the end of the world. Okay. Then let's take a look. Okay, so that's the now there's another part to this. So that was the Oneg Yontif we did. We did the Oneg Yontif Zarayas. Then the Tosis there in Chulin on page 4 on Yud Aleph on the base. So we said that was one of the discussions that we had in the Oneg Yontif, where the Gemara has a discussion of Niskolim ben Israfim. Right, if some people in the room are chayiv skila, some people in the room are chayiv shreifa, but there's more people that are chayiv shreifa than skila. It's called a bit of srafim. Yadunu b'skila hakala. So, in other words, according to his opinion, it's shreifa skila chenek and herod. So the Nisrafim are more, and the Skolim are less. And the Skila, according to his opinion, is more Kal. So the question is, do you give everyone Skila or do you give everyone Srefa? So the Gemara says you give everyone Skila, because how can you give everyone Srefa? Because some people don't deserve Srefa. Srefa is a more Chomer Dika Onish. So Tosa says the kasha. So why don't you say that you go bus a rove, and we should get everyone straight for? Things have been time came manushachu nerek, because if here everyone's chayv misa, it's only a question of be'ezem misa hu nerek. So we don't know which one, which misa he should get. So lolos lean a bus a rove. So he says, you don't get, this is called, you don't go from Misa la Misa, you don't follow Rov. That's the Yisod of Tosis. Because if you have Misa, but you don't know which Misa, so you get the Mokal. You don't get the Mochamer. Ah, even though the Rov is the Mochamer. The Rov and the Nisrafim. And the Skolim, sorry, the Nisrafim. So that's the Rov. So Rabbi Tam says you don't get, you don't. So and the Oneg Yontif explains what's the pshat. The Oneg Yontif says the pshat is because why did you say rov to determine which onus you should get? So he says because rov, as we said before, only takes away. But if you need a positive thing, and it doesn't be. It doesn't ma'anik the dover chiyuvi. So if you need to get sreifa, you have to have how gemar did sreifa, and you only had one taskila. So because you bottle, it's not going to either. You got to have a gemar did sreifa, because that's a positive thing that you had a gemar did sreifa. You only had a gemar did skila. So memela, that's his yisod. He's using this tosis to teretz to say that you don't say. This Rabbein Tam, we misa la misa, you don't follow Rov because Bittul Rov is only to take away, but not to give something positive. There is a sefer called Eitz Eres by Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum. Steve Tannenbaum, he was a Rav in Chelsea. Who else was a Rav in Chelsea?
The Brian.
No. Rav Victor Miller was a Rav in Chelsea. And so I knew him. I knew him because there were summers that I ran a summer call on the Brookline in Boston, and he was the Rav in Chelsea. So on Sunday, late afternoon, he would give a shiur to Malabatim in Yiddish, to the more lamdusha learned Malabatim in the community. He would give a shiur. So I remember. So I knew about him because it's from his farm. So I introduced myself. I even invited him to give the kolol some shiurim. So I went to him. I told him of a piece that I read in the Sefer. I think it might have been this piece. And I was very happy. So then the next summer, we come back. And Shalom Aleichem. So he says to me, so what did you learn in my Sefer? So I told him the same piece. So he said, no, you told me that last year. That doesn't count. You got to. So that now it's before the third summer comes around. And he came out with a new volume. So then I read a piece. I was ready to tell him, you know, because I knew he was going to ask me. And then the time I got there, he was already in a coma. And we never got to speak anymore. And then he ultimately passed away. Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, he was the Rav of Chelsea. He was to be Masada Gittin in the community. And, you know, I remember one of my Talmidim, it's a separate story. So he has a different pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. He has a different pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. But why you don't say Rav Mibisa Lamisa? So he writes, on page 5 in the bottom left. Why you don't say, Chori, you should say him. The person's question is, Patra Chayiv, you say Rov to give him the Chiv, right? Or else he would have been Patra. Like, the person kills somebody. So the question is, how do you know that the person wasn't a trefa that you killed? Maybe he was going to die anyway. Maybe he had a puncture in his lung. So how could you kill him? The answer is, because most people are not trefas. So you follow Rov to give him Misa. So how come you can't follow Rov already? If we know for sure he's Chayiv Misa, you don't know which one to give him, you should follow Rov. So Rabbeinu Tam says this thing, we don't follow Rov to determine which Misa. So, and the Oreg Yontov explains, based on his pshat, that because Rov can't give something positive, and to get a particular mitzvah, you have to have a mardin for that particular onish. But he wants to say a different pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. He says, look now, page 5, the bottom left. Well, should Ayin b'chidushal shem Rabbeinu Tam b'chol v'rosh timtze d'vaday hatzedek ito. He did something to this person. He shot him. But it could be the person wasn't a bar kayama anyway, right? So the rove will paskin up that he's a bar kayama, right? You can have a mice, and therefore it's considered a ritzicha. He says a rove can have a mice ritzicha. A rove sham eda el levara lano masha rove eda varove eno. You see, if you know for sure what the guy did, I knew he shot him. The only question is the person he shot the bar kayama or not? So the rov will tell you he is. But here, it's a question of, how do I treat this person? There's Niskalim and Nisrafim. So Niskalim, he's Mchal Shabbos, or was he Bas Kohen Shazinsa? Which one was it? So you want the Rov to tell me which Avera, which Maisa did the person do? So he says... So he says like this. The Rav Nisholil says, Nimtza dano hargan musa al pi a rov levad bleig mar din bli edim al evay the straight the zel chidush shem tav the rov levad eno hargan ish a rov osalonu the asa zuha meisa. Okay, I gave them those lean medina fushes bus a rov. Shabbat tzadku dvar lechalik bezet. He says rov can't tell you which meisa person did. He says the second line. Varov sham einu elo levay lanu masharo edim varov einu mechadish klom elomar lanu da edim ro meisa chiyuvis v'anu horogim oso. We know what he did. The only question is, was what he, we know he killed him. The question is, but did he kill a bar kayamu or not? So Rove can tell you that this we consider this man a healthy man, and therefore you chayav misa. But if we don't know which Maisa is this a skalim unisrofim that he did, Rakharov Tarak Lomer, the Asa Zuhar Veir Shal Sreif of Nimtzadar Hogim Shal Pia Rov Levad, Lig Mardinu Bali Eidim Al Haveira, the Sreif of Zel Chidusha Meritam, the Rov Levad Einon Hogim Ish, the Loha Rov, also Lono, Lomer, the Asa Maisa, okay, Gavna Lazin, Bidin Fosse, Bosa Rov, Shabir Tzah, because the Rov can't tell you which Maisa a person did. A Rov could tell you, the details about the facts of who the people were, but to tell you, did he do Chil Shabbos or was it a Bas Kohen? He says that you need Adam for. You need Adam for the actual Maisa. So if you don't know what the Maisa was, then you need Adam to tell you what the Maisa was. And the Rov can't tell you what the Maisa was. The Rov can mevayer what type of person is he that got killed. But if it's a question, I don't know, is this person a Michal Shabbos or is it a person that Chayv Sreifa for something, you know, for another Aveira? I don't know which Aveira did he do. So the Chiddush HaTorah of Rov is to verify the details of the story that we already know. We just don't know whether he's Bar Kayam or not. But if we don't know what the whole Maisa, then the Rove is not going to be able to mevayer that. Okay, so that's his pshat. Okay, so now what's left here? Okay. So we're finishing up now with Chad Betray.
Does it mean something like, and Bachus Mishnaim within the Nefashis, or Ain Chim Ladin? Wait, one second. Is he trying to say, because like Ain Chim Ladin, this is the Din of the Nefashis?
So you need
he says like this.
He's saying because to punish somebody, you have to have Adim on the mice. And if you don't have Adim on the mice, then you don't have enough evidence to give a Misa.
So it didn't help us, didn't in the fascists.
Right. So he says, so that's why. But if we know what happened,
he's not on mute, so there's a bounce back from the speaker of the car.
Something from the speaker in your car. Just mute yourself. And then when you want to speak, unmute yourself, okay? Because we're getting an echo. So he's saying like this, that Rove is only, in other words, Rove is, I know exactly what happened. This guy shot the other guy. The only question is the Nirtzach a Bar Kayama or not? So then Rove could tell me that most people are not treifus. So Rove says we have to assume he's a bar kayoma, but we know exactly what happened. We know all the maisa, what the maisa was. We just don't know what is the status of the person. So then you follow Rove to tell me if he's a bar kayoma. But if it's a question of niskalim and nisrafim, those are different maises. See, baskoin shezintza face. Is Sreifa Michal Shabbos Eskiva? So we don't know. Is this woman a Michal Shabbos or is she a Baskoin that was Mazana? So you're going to. So most people in the room are from the Sreifa people. But we can't use Rove to determine what the Maisa was because Bezdin has to know the Maisa based on Adis. And Rove is not Adis. You see, if we know the Maisa, we know that Reuven killed Shimon. We know he shot him. You know, the question is, maybe Shimon is not a bar kayama. So then Rove can tell you that Rove people are considered bar kayamas. So then, but what happened? We know that from because we know that the Edim tell us what happened. But if it's a case where we don't know what happened because the skull and the nisrafim. So some people were Michal Shabbos, some people were Baskoin Shechel Niznos, and now we don't know. Is this person from that category or that category? So you can't say, well, most people in the room are niskalim, on the nisrafim, so you get Sreifa because if we don't know, if we're going to give the onus now, we're only basing it based on Rove, but what exactly happened, that's not a good enough, that's not edus to chayev a certain misa. That's how you want to stay. The Oneg Yontov said a different word. The Oneg Yontov says is that bittul only takes away, but if you need a positive thing, so here you need it's a din in the bittul, it's not a chiddush and din in the fashas. It's a din in bittul. That bittul only takes away, it doesn't give positive. If you need a positive thing to two off something, you needed a positive asiyah lishma, or positive that, then the rogue can't do that. So therefore, we don't know whether this fellow is miskalim, misrafim. So based on Rove, that can't give us the positive gemar din for the aider for the best now to kill him. Okay, so that's the end of our discussion of the Oneg Yontov for the time being. Okay, so now just a few more things about Chad Betray Batel. So let's say so the Ran here on page 12 says in the second line, Kosov arrived, Khamid the bottle baruba la baruba mamishkomer the hachad betray, abidraban and shishabid, Ella should be ribia kabra and the bashishim. Because we assume Chad betray Batel. So that means that all you need is 2-1. But the Ravid says no. That in other words, and we assume Chad betray is Batel even midrabanan. Right? You don't need the Chad betray is the rice of midrabanan in each shishim. Only by Balachti in each shishim. The Yavish v Yavish is Chad betray is Batel. So the Ravid says no. That when the Gemara says Rove, it doesn't mean Rove Mamish. It just means Rivia means you need more. And how much more? 60. Right? Bashishim. So the Ran says, no, it's not true. And that's what the Chedas Balaitosis, he says, the third arrow, Chid Amrina Yavish B'Yavish Batal, Chabashrei Afil Midrabana. Hani Mili Mimbamino, came into Marais Afil Bach Balach Baruba Batal. Okay, so he says it's only By Yovish, by Yovish, you don't never need more than Chag B'Tishrei against the Raya V'Shita. Against the Raya V'Shita. Now, the question is, what's the? Do we have a concept of... We have a concept of mimba mino, of mimish einu mino yavish biyavish. Because normally, if it's mimish einu mino, then it's going to be nikar isa. Like you have two pieces of meat and one piece of chicken. So what do you mean it's going to be bato? It's you know, usually it's three pieces of meat. They all look the same. So that's and one is treif and two are not. Chad betray bottom. But what is there a concept of bin b'she einu mino chad betray? Because bin b'she einu mino means that there are two things are one species, another thing is the other species. And is there such a thing as bitul chad betray? And if there is, does it need shishim or not? So the Sefer Truba writes, "Mimshei Namino Tzar Shishim Beheter Afilu B'Dovi Yavish." That you need Shishim. So only Chad B'Tishrei it's if it's Yavish Mim B'Mino, and that's the Sefer Issur Beheter, page 14. Because Chasav Rambam Rabbeinu Baruch Had Yavish Chad B'Tishrei Bato Haynu B'Mino V'Mshei Namino Ben Balach Ben B'Yavish B'Shishim. Because it's Mimishaini Mino. Well, the question is, what's the case? What's the Hechitimsa that we're talking about? So if you look, there's a shach here. Take a look in the shach. That discusses what's the case. Take a look first in the Shulchan Aruch, on page 19. See, there are more paskins that you need if it's Mimsha Einamino. You need shishim, but the question is, mimshei namino usually is going to be nikar aiser. So what's the case? So look at the part of the shach that I didn't bracket. The first top shach on sifkat and ches. Shalom amino kigon shenifrach lechatichos dakos. Okay, say for example, you have three heaps of food, three different hamburgers, the two McDonald's, one McDonald's, two McDonald's, one McDonald's. But you could really, I know what the McDonald's look like, and I know what the McDonald's look like. And they even taste different. And they're even, there was one possibility is that the three things that are mixed aren't noticeable because they are ground up into little pieces, so you can't see the difference. So even though if you would, so you know that, even though you would know, well,
hamburger peanuts.
meat, like hamburger meat, it's chopped up. So, so they're different men. They look different. They maybe taste different. You know, machlokas. How do you do? She's different. How do you do? Indi kam bein zel zeh. So you can have different species, and the mimishen amino. One is hamburger meat, and one is a different type of meat. One is chicken, one is meat. And say the chicken one is the one that's shaved, but you can't tell the difference because they were so finely pulverized. And then you have the three different heaps, and they really mean mishen amino, but it's not going to be nikar. That's one possibility. Again, the shach is giving three possibilities of what's the hechi tzimtza of min b'she'inu mino yavish b'yavish. Or, so that's one idea. She'niflach l'chadichas takos. V'nirli n'shach l'am g'vun she'ish kad sh'nayim v'shlosh b'inim v'nodu she'echem mehem osa v'einu yadu ezim mehem. Say three different animals were shechta, three different species. And so you can see the difference between the three. They're three different species. Right? Three different types of animals. And they're right in front of me. And they're all three different species. But I don't know which one was the one that was shechted improperly. You know, not always is an improper shechita noticeable. Say, like you did a drasa. You didn't glide, you pressed. So that's not going to be noticeable after the animal's dead. So the three animals that were shechted, and all three different species, so it's mimishen amino, but two of them were shechted properly and one of them was not shechted properly. So that's also considered what? Min Edomino. Then you would need Shishim. So the first Hechitim is Nifrach L'Chatich is Dakos. The second is that and one of them was shechted properly. You don't know which one. And then he has another hechitzipsa. The mishkachas kishen is arvo shnei minim shachavukim mishmon. That was the shavim b'mara. So he says tzarech lom shachavukim b'taman. They have different tastes. They look the same. So if you hold it, that you've. Question is the famous machlokas, the Shach and the Ramah, what makes something into a min b'shein amino? Is it a different baser shma, that it's a different, called different things, or it's a baser timing? So if you have a situation where they look the same, but they have different tastes, so that could be a mimishen amino, but it's not nikar hiser, and that would be mimishen amino yavish biyavish, which would require shishim. In other words, we assume again mim normally. Minus chad betray bottle, not like the rifle. Okay. But now we're saying that there's a concept of yavish biyavish mim be'enamino. But usually it's mimein amino, it'll be nikar iser. So now he's trying to give you three possibilities where it won't be nikar. The shach, and sifkot and ches, kuftas. Either that it's it was nifrach l'chatichas dakos, or three different animals who were totally different in species, but they one was shech, two was shech properly, and one was not. So, and now we don't know which one. And the third one is that you have three different things, three different pieces of meat. They all look the same, but they have different tastes. The Isser and Heter have different tastes. Okay, so we have basically one more thing left to do. So I think what we should do is we'll have, how should we do it? Well, one more shiur, and then I'll give the bechina of the Wednesday shiur. And then we can give the bechina either Tuesday, Wednesday, or the following Wednesday morning. And we'll maybe give the shiur 9 to 10, and then have the regular shiur, so we don't miss a day of shiur on that week, Wednesday and Thursday. In other words, so tomorrow, Wednesday we'll have the last shiur of this packet. Right? And then we can do it the following Wednesday morning, like from 9:15 to 10, and then have a shiur from 10 to 11, and then another shiur on Thursday. So this way we don't miss the, and then maybe during these weeks now, we could have even more shiur per week, because it's, you know, there's, you know, people who are doing other things, they don't have those regular shiurim, et cetera. Maybe you could try to. So this way you'll have a whole week to chazer, but we won't lose the. So we'll call the machina for. So hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we'll finish this packet next week. Maybe Wednesday, no, this week. It means today is November 29th. Is today the last day of November?
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow is the 30th, and then December 1st is Wednesday.
December 8th.
It'll be December 8th.
Yeah.
How's that? And then we'll have the shiur on that day also. So we'll have the b'china at like 9 to 10, 9:15 to 10. We'll have a b'china together with everybody. And ask a question, and I'll make sure everyone
gets it. Next Monday.
So then next Monday, we won't have, that'll be a Chazara day. But instead of giving the shiur Monday, Wednesday, next the week after, we'll give it Wednesday, Thursday. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so this way you're good to go. Okay, so let's put the key is to have the Havana, to understand, to see everything inside. Again, I don't believe in the lecture style. I don't believe in, you know, so if you understand things, you see everything where it is, what it's saying, that's important. Okay, Afreilich and Hanukkah, Lichtig and Hanukkah for everybody.